100.7 The Tiger. Happy Sunday. James Gilmore's Made in Tiger Country with yours truly, Abby Lee, continuing the legacy. Episode 4. We've got Taylor Nada in studio. Hello.
Hey.
I am so excited that you're here. So we have been on your record. Well, we've been on a few of your records, actually. Magic Love was the first record that we spun of yours.
Second one. Take a Plane was the first one.
Yes, I stand corrected. Take a Plane was the first one. Magic Love was the second one. And you have a current single out, Brand New, which we're obsessed with and our audience is obsessed with.
Well, I'm glad they like it. Put a lot of work into that one.
Give us a rundown on that.
So that song came out of, you know, just thinking about my wife and I's relationship. We'd been together for 5 years at that point, and it suddenly dawned on me that that's the longest relationship I ever had, which might not seem like a big deal to some folks. Like, yeah. Well, five years, that ain't a long time. Well, it was for me because I don't think I'd ever had a relationship make it past 3 years, you know, ever, for whatever reason, you know. And so this one made it to 5 years, and I was thinking, dang, you know, not only is this the longest relationship I ever had, but it still feels like it's new. You know, that whole kind of Twitter patient that you have in the beginning never really stopped, you know. I still was crazy about her and was excited to see her all the time, you know, and that was a cool thing. It's kind of like, it's not like I didn't know already that it was the real deal. We'd already been married, but it was like a feeling like, wow, you know, this is really that marriage that's going to go the distance. If we still feel this way 5 years later, like our love is still brand new, then that's going to be, it's going to be in for the long haul, right? And it's like when that little light bulb goes off, hey, I need to write a song about that. You know,
I love it.
Light bulb. Yeah, and so I wrote the first verse, you know, just about that whole sentiment that I was feeling at the time, and sent it, what I had written, the first verse and chorus, to Corey Landry in Lafayette, who was a frontman of an incredible band, 337, and he listened to it and loved it and had some ideas, you know, and he came over to the house and we put the rest of it together, and it came together fast. It's one of those songs that did not take a long time to write.
Yeah, I love when that happens. It just flows and comes out, and now it's on fire, basically. You were telling me a story right before we started this interview about how you played at Locals. And some people came up to you and didn't realize that you were the one who sang the song. Can you tell that story for us?
Yeah.
That is so funny.
So, you know, we had just got done cutting a new song at Brian Brignac's studio that's going to be on my next record. And I had Steve Grisafi in the studio with us playing bass that night. And he plays for Wayne Toups, usually. And I had my drummer in there just chilling. And we got a call from the guy that owns Locals asking if we were free because the band that was supposed to play that night had canceled. And, you know, we're like, well, sure, we ain't got nothing going on. So we all went, and I had Steve Grisafi on bass that night, which is great. I mean, if I can play a show with Wayne Toups as bass player, I'm not going to turn that down when I get such an opportunity, right? And not only that, but he played on my whole record. I mean, he's the bass player that you're hearing on Brand New.
Yeah.
And all these songs. So it worked out really well. And we played all those songs awesome that night because they sounded as close to the record as they could possibly sound with a three-piece band. And when we kicked into Brand New, the whole crowd was like, kind of looking at each other like, I know this song. And they're looking at me, and you could tell, like, a couple of people out there are thinking, man, he sounds just like the guy that sings it. You know, and I'm thinking,
I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, here I am in a bar, and they kind of like, oh, this dude's on, you know, sounds a lot like that guy on the radio. But anyway, yeah, we take our first break, and this guy comes up to me, and he's like, man, I wonder if you could settle a debate. Me and my wife are kind of arguing, and I'm like, what's the debate? And he says, well, I'm trying to tell her that you're the guy that sings this song, and she doesn't believe that it's you, because she's like, no, that can't be him. The guy that sings this song is on the radio, and we're in a bar, you know? So I got a pretty good laugh out of that.
That's amazing. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why we do what we do over here at 100.7 The Tiger. We are live and local, and we mean it. We mean it, because we play people like you.
Well, I appreciate it. We need a platform, you know? Local guys need a place to be heard and get their music out there.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we try to do over here. Could you play Brand New for us?
Sure could.
Please.
Baby, What you say we go dancing? Do a little romancing out on the town. Cause you look so good in that dress. Honey, I must confess, you still make my heart pound. And I can't believe it's been 5 years since we got together and I don't know about you. But I still feel moved when you take my hand, sway into the band, and looking at me the way that you do. It still feels brand new. Yeah, baby, our love still feels brand new. Oh, it never gets old, baby, our love still, still feels brand new. Maybe some time has gone by, but I still find that old looking eyes. And I'm trying, I'm still trying to understand why you want one like you would fall for this man. I don't understand. Baby, it's like finding a bargain at a thrift shop that's still got the tag on it. But there ain't nothing wrong with it. And you just can't wait to put it on, show it off, making all your friends jealous. That's how I feel about us. Yeah, baby, our love still feels brand new. No, it never gets old, baby, our love still, still feels brand new. Yeah. So baby, our love still, still feels brand new. Yeah, baby, our love still feels brand new. No, it never gets old. Baby, our love still, still feels brand new.
I'll be talking more with Taylor Nada coming up later on in the hour, so make sure you stay tuned until 7 o'clock as James Gilmore's Made in Tiger Country on Louisiana's Country Station 100.7 The Tiger.